We continue by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach Simen Kuf Lamed Vav Sif Hey. Arava Yidua, when we speak about the Arava Ola Meshuach, it has a long leaf, Upif Chalak, and it's smooth, the rim of the leaf is smooth, the kana, and the stalk is Adam is right, red. I feel about the Yarak, but even when it's still green, kosher, it's a kosher Arava. Kivin Kishu Shoy Be'ilam Masadin. Since when it will remain on the tree, it will ultimately become red. This usually grows by a body of water. And that's why they're called Arvei Nachal. Even if they don't grow by water, Ksherim. If at all possible, it should be taken from the Ravas that grow by water, share Rava Kishare Adas, the size of a Rava could be the same size of Adas. Savava Rava Shiyafshu, if the Rava dried out, or Shinafshu Rava Alan, or most of the leaves fell off, or Shinikdom Rava Echelai, or the tap of the Rava was chipped off, Psula. Dry means for when it starts to get white, or for when the leaves start to become very dry. Also, some suggest that if the leaves of the arava start facing downwards, you have to be very careful, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch regarding the arava. Sometimes when we stick the lulav into the kashlach, which is being kept, or because we shake the lulav noishim alim, some of the leaves fall off, vas psul, and then the rav is pasul. Sif zayin tzarch lizar shlayikzus hayisra ba'atzmim and alilin. We have to be careful that the Jew himself is not the one who picks off the tree echem abas aminim atzarchay for his own need. Afil nosle ba'al kalka rishus, even if he got permission from the owner of the property. A non-Jew or Yisrael, should be the one to cut him off. The reason for this is because it's a concern that this property may not belong to the person who gave you permission, and therefore it's going to be considered gezel. We take three hadasim, v'shnei ba'ad aravim, and two aravis. We tie them together with the lulav. They should be one bundle. This should all be done on Erev Yontif, where there are no questions of knots, etc., of tying them together. The Rizal says that the mitzvah to do it is an Erev Yontif, and to do it in the sukkah is where they should be tied together. They should all be standing the way they grow. The place where they're cut off from the tree should be on the bottom. Even if one of the adasim or one of the ravis are upside down, the adas should be to the right of the spine of the lulav. That's a ravim smiling. The ravis should be to the left side. The binding should not be done by a non-Jew woman or cotton. It should be done by an adult who's obligated in the mitzvah. That should be in the right, the harav is to the left. Then a kishiyitel as a lulav, when one picks up the lulav, the shedrin negaponov, and the spine is facing your face, ha'adas negajimina, the hadas is on your right, by Rava Nagat Smile, and the Rava is on your left. The mitzvah is to first pick up the lulav, then the adasim, and then the aravis, which is the order in which they're mentioned in the Torah. V'yilam atam shkulam shavim, on the bottom where you're holding them, they should all be together. Kedei shiitas a lulav yechas kulam, that order when you pick up the lulav, you're really holding everything. M'kam akayim, yesh lira shiyay adasim ad gvay yosim na Rava, that dasim should be a little higher than the arava. The reason for this is because, as the Medrash says, that dasim represent people who yesh bem reyach, people who have Torah, and the Rava represents people who aim b'em tam v'reyach. So the Hadas represents a more significant population. That's why they should be higher. Another reason is because Hadas is mentioned, as we said before, in the Torah before the Aravis. Another reason is because the leaves of the Aravis spread out and they cover the Hadasim. By making the Hadasim higher than the Aravis, we guarantee that the Hadasim will be seen. And also because the Hadasim look like the eyes and the Aravis are like the lip, and the eyes are higher than the lips. And the Sefer HaPadah says, making the Aravis higher than the Hadasim is a sakana. You have to be careful that the tefach of the shedr lulav should be above the hadasim. You tie them all together. Bekeshikomer with a full fledged knot. Find a snake sharm zel gavzet, two knots, one of them of the other. Besides that, you're putting all these the lulav, hadasim, and ravas together. Yasa oyba lulav shloshik sharim. Make three rings on the lulav. Rak tefach echman lulav mali yibli kesher. The upper tefach of the lulav should have any ring on it. Kedei l'sachzib boi b'shas anulim, that you should be able to shake the lulav. Im yesh karach chot karach al hadas, if there's something tied around the hadas, tzarch le'ksira kodem ha'idgut, you have to remove it, or there's a rubber band or whatever keeping the hadasim together, shloi tei chatzitza, because it's not made out of one of the dalaminim. And hutra agud b'yontif, if what keeps this all together gets untied on yontif, oslok the b'yontif b'kesher, you may not make a knot to tie them together on yontif, el baniva only with a bow, ikumashnagim shikarchas vivoisam, or another meaning is to just put something around and around, the toich kreisha kriich le toich igla karuf, which is what we do, we put into the kaishalach. Sif tes harava shenitla shebiyantiv, harava came off on yantiv, bein biyantiv rishon, bein biyantiv sheni, whether it's the first day yantiv, second day yantiv, asura hayoyim afil tatab alma, it may not be moved on yantiv, ki muksar gomer. Vim nitla shebiyantiv rishon, but if it fell off on the first day, kshera biyantiv sheni, it could be moved on the second day yantiv. Ach emchal yom rishon b'shabbos. But if the first day yantiv is on Shabbos for nitla sheni fell off, asur gam b'yom sheni, then it's also on the second day. Im huva mechutz l'tchum esrug ashar minim. If esrug or other minim came mechutz l'tchum on yantiv, metarim l'tavl tzas b'hem. You'll have to move them and use them for the mitzvah. Ach im enihem sukun b'erivin. If there's no erev in the city, also tatl chutz m'rabai shem sham. They now, if there's no erev tchumim, v'yachal kol sham lotzes behem. If somebody from chutz laris is in Eretz Yisrael, second day yontif for bnei chutz laris, for bnei Eretz Yisrael it's chalamoid, and the bnei Eretz Yisrael took off the arava, for them it's fine, but for us it's muksa for bnei chutz laris. There are those that, if they have no other option, are lenient. Sifyod mishen lekol abras minim v'charim. Somebody doesn't have nice dala minim. Toiv la yos loitz b'shal chaveroi. It's better that he use somebody else's dala minim versus using his own dala minim, which may not be kosher. Even though he's using somebody else's dala minim, mitzvah, so mitzvah they should have avaminim as much as he can afford. Lasis b'mahanuim, the least he should be do the nanuim b'hal of akafis, he should have a lulav. And in general, there's a mitzvah for a person to spend money that he has on a mitzvah to buy the dal minim. And the Rizal, when he would buy a dvar mitzvah, and he was asked a price, he would give whatever price he was asked. He would not bargain. We have the schus of doing a mitzvah. The halacha is one may not use maisa money to buy dal minim, even if he's buying very nice dal minim, and he could buy the regular kosher dal minim for a certain price. He can't use extra to buy nice adalminim, he may not use mice money even for that purpose.